always look on the bright side of life.
Hello, yes, and welcome to that one segment of the week where we try and make you feel a little bit better about your life by pointing out the misfortunes of others. Schadenfreude, I believe the Germans call it. Yes, I am going to be using that same intro every single week. Right, now we've got a bit of a bumper edition of the Bright Side for you this week. We're going to start with our guest one from Mikey. Mikey, take it away.
I don't know how you normally do it, though.
Okay, so it's, let's see, it's cold, it's wet, it's miserable, it's getting into coursework period, a lot of people spend a lot of time in the library, so you could be snowed under with a load of coursework. You could be trying to get with the girl of your dreams and getting shot down. However, at least you're not
the guy who had an absolute nightmare after trying to vacuum up his farts and is now in hospital with... getting prepped for surgery and they're trying to put his bum back together.
I read this.
So he's a lactose intolerant gentleman, but he really likes brie. So he ate some brie when his girlfriend was out while he was doing the vacuuming, and decided to vacuum up his farts and took out most of his lower intestine.
I wanted to know that.
I was literally reading the story. I was just like, I wonder if this... Oh, no, he's got it. So at least you're not the guy who tried to vacuum up his own farts.
And is now in hospital.
And ended up removing half of his lower intestine. At least you're not the girl who was recorded on Snapchat getting her arm stuck in a letterbox to the point where her friends took the picture on Snapchat before calling the fire brigade.
That's a good friend.
We all know alcohol can give you unrealistic estimation of your own abilities, but seldom has that point been so perfectly illustrated as when this girl got her arm stuck in a letterbox. There is also a hilarious picture of a woman stuck down a drain here, but that's for another Bright Side. And the final one this week, as we're running out of time, I can tell by the song, is At Least You're Not, UFC fighter Humberto something or other, who actually defecated himself in the middle of a fight. Like, to the point where you can see it in his shorts. He was wearing blue shorts, and we all know blue's not very good at hiding things, sweat stains, and poo, apparently. And then proceeded to get choked out afterwards. So not only has this guy suffered the biggest humiliation ever, he's then lost the fight as well in front of thousands of people. That was a Bright Side for this week. Tune in next week for more.
Thank you, Mr. Mason.
It's all right.
Not in time with the song?
What I do.